Books on Tape presents Committed, A Skeptic Makes Peace with Marriage, written and read by Elizabeth Gilbert.
A note to the reader. A few years ago, I wrote a book called Eat, Pray, Love, which told the story of a journey I had taken around the world alone after a bad divorce. I was in my mid-30s when I wrote that book, and everything about it represented a huge departure for me as a writer. Before Eat, Pray, Love, I had been known in literary circles, if I was known at all, as a woman who wrote predominantly for and about men. I had been working for years as a journalist for such male-focused magazines as GQ and Spin, and I had used those pages to explore masculinity from every possible angle. Similarly, the subjects of my first three books, both fiction and nonfiction, were all super macho characters. Cowboys, lobster fishermen, hunters, truckers, teamsters, woodsmen. Back then, I was often told that I wrote like a man. Now, I'm not entirely sure what writing like a man even means, but I do believe it is generally intended as a compliment. I certainly took it as a compliment at the time. For one GQ article, I even went so far as to impersonate a man for a week. I cropped my hair, flattened my breasts, stuffed a birdseed-filled condom down my pants, and affixed a soul patch beneath my lower lip, all in an effort to somehow inhabit and comprehend the alluring mysteries of manhood. I should add here that my fixation with men also extended into my private life. Often, this brought complications. No, always this brought